And Orzinski snags the bound, and they'll get off here on the right side for Garrett Stroh. Stroh in a little bit of trouble, gets it to Riley Reinertsen, and Reinertsen brings it across the timeline. Backdoor cut, making the catch. Stroh, reverse layup, good.
These Highway 30 neighbors tip it off tonight in their final conference game before next week's Lou Platt Conference Tournament. It's the Buffaloes and Eagles coming up next. But first, to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Dudelai from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wood River High School. Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the Lou Platt Conference continues with boys action tonight as the Wood River Eagles take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Gooda. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. In the girls' contest tonight, Wood River shut Gibbon down, winning it 46-21. Kelly Bossert, 18.7 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart had 10 in the win for Wood River. For Gibbon, they come in at 11-3 tonight in our boys' game. Wood River is just 6-11, but they have won their last two, and this is one of those when Wood River and Gibbon get together, there's just a little something extra on the line, and Gibbon doesn't have a habit of blowing a lot of people out in their division in Class C1 or C2. So we'll see if Wood River can hang around tonight and possibly pull the upset before they head into conference play. For Gibbon, they actually have a game again tomorrow on the road at Fillmore Central. Couple of updates for you. We had an upset tonight in the Central Conference Tournament, the girls' semifinals going on. Crete knocks off Grand Island Northwest 71-63 in overtime. And so Holdridge and Seward playing on the other side, and that might really open things up if Seward gets the win. But Holdridge, also very good. But Crete upsets Northwest tonight in girls basketball, 71-63. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, the Gibbon Buffaloes, they are your visitors today. Number two is a 6-foot junior, Ryan Mills. Number three, 6'3" junior, Riley Reinertsen. Number four, 6'1" senior is Brett Benfeld. Number 15, 5'9" senior, Luke Schuster. And number 21, 6-foot junior, Dakota Kenton. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Benn, Travis Few, Jackson Kenton, and Steve Yockey. They are 11-3 on the season. Their loss is coming to Hastings Adams Central, Donovan Trumbull in overtime, and last time out, Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night. For the Wood River Eagles, number 4 is a 5'11 senior, the only senior on the squad, A.B. Rojas. Number 10, 5'7 sophomore, Damian Martinez. Number 23, 6'2 junior, Dylan Mayfield. Number 24, 6'2 sophomore, Matt Renault. And number 31, 5'11 sophomore, Dan Bossert. Head coach of the Eagles is Dave Baugh, assisted by Robert Evans and Barry Carlson. Wood River 6-11 on the season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And we're ready to get the basketball game underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by the Gibbon Buffaloes, and the black uniforms with the blue trim. They go from left to right, the home white and purple trim. For Wood River, they go from right to left. Looks like Wood River wants to come out. They man-to-man with a sophomore, Dan Bossert, to double up here on Riley Reinertsen. As they inbound the ball, get it to Reinertsen on the low block. They try to double on him. He'll take it with a left-hand dribble, spin and score. Reinertsen was also fouled, and he looks saying, where's the call? I don't even think he expected it to go in, but it does, and it's 2-0 in favor of Gibbon on their first possession. With that beautiful zone trap, that is what really gives teams, no matter how good they are, trouble. Gibbon with that extended three-quarter court zone trap, and they kick the ball here, so they'll have to take it out Wood River again. Wood River's got to be able to handle that. Once you get into that half court, maybe a little bit better in the 1-3-1. And the ball dribbled right off the leg of Martinez and out of bounds. As Coach Dave Baugh was telling me, he goes, you know, I don't think we're playing that bad. We're playing a varsity schedule with a JV team. It's just loaded with sophomores. And so they are getting to learn the ropes early. As Gibbon with the basketball, dribbles to the high post. Benfeld out of the wing, wide open for three. It's Kenton. Dakota lets it go. It's no good. And the rebound yanked down by Dan Bossert. So we got Kelly leading the way in the girls. Dan pulls down the first rebound here in the boys. Gets it into the paint to Renault. He's off balance. Gets it back out top. Looking at the jumper. Firing the jumper from 15. Martinez no good. The rebound is tipped out to Rojas. AB double team down to the low block. They'll get it to Mayfield. Ball's now loose. It's tipped away. Renault saves it. And a timeout call by Wood River. Coach Baugh's going, ugh. They were on the ground laying on the basketball. And a great save there by Matt Renault. But just as he called the timeout, Renault was able to get the ball and shuffle it to his teammate for an open layup. But the layup is waved off because of the timeout. 6:55 to go here in the first quarter. And it's 2-0 in favor of Gibbon. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9's coverage of high school hoops. Don't forget, every game is also on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's all one word, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Dan Bossert. Stack it on the left side of the lane. Throw it out top to Rojas. Back up top, Martinez. Looks right, now dribbles it that way. Step through, outside Bossert. Back on the right elbow, they'll get it to Mayfield. Out to Rojas, AB for three. It's good, and he is fouled. Rojas, a chance for the rare 4-point play. It is number two, Ryan Milks, that got out there and bumped him down. I wouldn't even necessarily say he was late getting there or that he was boxing him out. He just kind of turned at the wrong spot and caught him on a hip. Free throw up and good. The 4-point play for A.B. Rojas. And it's 4-2 in favor of Wood River. They try to trap in the backcourt. The ball knocked out of bounds by Dan Bossert. This could be a risky move by Wood River. We'll see how much they utilize Reinertsen when they get in trouble here. Reinertsen will be in the backcourt now, kind of walk up just in case they need some help. But they try to work around it with Milks and Benfelt and Schuster. And Luke has it now out to Riley, a three in transition. That one's off the mark. Offensive rebound pulled down underneath. And the layup is good. Rebound brought down by Kenton. And he shuffled it off to Benfelt. And it's 4-4. And the ball stolen away. Second turnover for Wood River, excuse me. Down low to Kenton. Hands it back off to Reinertsen. Starts back, drives the baseline. Beautiful wraparound, but the short jumper partially blocked by Bossert. And the rebound brought down by Renault. Renault's pass deflected out of bounds again by Reinertsen. You've got to be very careful with every pass here because Gibbon is going to fill the passing lane. A lot of length. They may not have 6'6", 6'7", guys, but they can really make this court small. And a reach-in foul going to be called here as Dylan Mayfield went for the ball up top, and the hand check foul is going to be on Dakota Kenton. His first and the team's second. Kenton out, and Ryan Newyear will check in for the Buffaloes. 2 minutes in, it's 4-4. And Wood River will inbound the basketball out to midcourt. Martinez, and as he tries to step through the double team, they call him for a travel. Third turnover, Wood River. He thought he was fine with Reinertsen on him. Then he spun towards midcourt and realized, uh-oh, I'm going to go over and back. And then they slapped the double team on him, and he was done. Tried to step through but walked. Now Reinertsen tipped away, gets it back. They try to put some pressure on him. He'll swing it over the top to Schuster. Schuster out at the top, circle back to Riley. Beautiful backdoor bounce pass underneath, but New Year missed the layup. Got his own rebound. Second chance here for Gibbon, and New Year dribbles the ball out of bounds. So Ryan never could throw it off the foot of the Wood River defender, Gibbon's first turnover. And that's why Reinertsen is just more than a shooter, more than a scorer. Everybody collapsed on him. He saw where to make the pass. That time they just didn't finish. 4-4-5, 20 to go here in the first quarter. Wood River basketball. Get it down to Rojas on the baseline. The ball's loose. It's a free-for-all. Still slapping it around, and Gibbon finally picks it up. Fourth turnover, Wood River. Outlet pass into the front court. They'll go to Milks. Right on the right wing on the low block to Reinertsen. Double-teamed. Turnaround, jump hook. And good. Riley Reinertsen showing even more of his arsenal, and Gibbon regains the lead 6-4. It's one of these nights, and I don't care who it's against. I want to be there when Reinertsen goes ballistic offensively, because there's going to be a night where it's a close game that he's going to get 40. At the other end, there's a nice drive and bucket by Matt Renaud, and the leader is good at 6-6. Pressure on here, and getting around the pressure, Schuster fires it left wing to Milks underneath, a little late getting it to Reinertsen, and the ball will belong to Wood River as it's thrown out of bounds. Reinertsen was open, but not for very long, and Schuster missed him by a half second. Wood River brings Chris Loy into the ball game. Loy and Mayfield and Rojas, also Renaud and Martinez on the floor. 4.5 to go first quarter. We are tied at 6. With it, Renaud still in the backcourt. Martinez forces it into the front court. Gets it to Mayfield. Back out top, they'll go to Martinez. Against his zone defense, the ball is kicked. They don't call a kick, and Reinertsen's going to go in and get fouled. That ball was kicked, and Coach Dave Baugh saying, why didn't we call a kick there? It wasn't a good pass. That's why he's not going to get overly fired up about it. He knows that his team made a mistake, but that should have been called a kick. And the foul called on Martinez, and Riley gets to shoot two free throws. First one on the way, and it spins around and in. 5 points for Reinertsen, 7-6, Gibbon back on top by one. And a second free throw by Reinertsen is up, and that one barely got over the front of the rim and in. Zach Riley thought he missed it, but it crawls in, and it's 8-6, Gibbon with the lead. Wood River against that 1-3-1 zone trap, still in the backcourt, and a mistake. A mistake for an over-and-back call here. Renaud, by going across the timeline, and then the pass was behind him, thought it was going to be an over-and-back, made an errant pass, when actually Martinez had not yet crossed the timeline, so just didn't see where he was on the floor, and Wood River with their fifth turnover. I still don't really think that was over and back, but we'll go to Jim Skeen on the replay. Benfeld with it. Down low, kicks it back up top. Driving Schuster out on the wing. Milks throws through the post. Down to Reinertsen, double team, knocked away. He's being fouled by most of Wood River. And let's see if it goes on Mayfield or Renaud. It's going to go on Dylan Mayfield, his first. Second foul of the game on Wood River. Inbounds pass, quick one, and Reinertsen missed the layup. Every time he has it, though, there's going to be a little contact. Rojas with the rebound. He'll push the ball off the floor. Nate Baugh has checked in here, the freshman guard. Into the right-hand corner. Now he is trapped. He'll have to throw it off a leg to save the possession. And Wood River will inbound it deep in the forecourt corner. Everybody will line up along the baseline here offensively, and Bossert will throw it in. Goes backside, Baugh, quick catch and fire for three, and got it. They lost Nate Baugh, and Baugh, shooting the first three of the game for Wood River, drops it home, and the Eagles are up 9-8. 3:15 to go, first quarter, up the floor with it will be Brett Benfeld on the wing to Schuster in the corner. Milks 4-3, the lefty lets it go, no good. 0 of 3 from downtown, early for Gibbon. Rebound to Dan Bossert. Bossert gets rid of it to Baugh. Now they try to trap him in the backcourt. He's looking for some help. Gets it into the front court here to Mayfield. Now they've got numbers. Dylan just takes it right in, spins it off the rim, got his own rebound, and then knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. And there was a pretty big collision in there, as I think that went off the face of one of the given players in Benfelt. He's got enough injuries. He doesn't need any more. But the ball is called out of bounds to Wood River, and Ball will throw it in. Nate looks, gets it to Rojas. Again, a quick three, no good. Ball deflected around, and it goes off of Ball and out of bounds. Wood River fans didn't like it, but again, that was the right call. Ball really hustled. He threw it off of Benfelt's foot, but then it hit him while he was standing out of bounds, hit Ball while he was standing out of bounds. So it goes back to Gibbon. 9-8 Wood River, and a foul in the backcourt, feet getting tangled up. And it's going to go on Dan Bossert, his first, and the team's third. 9-8 Wood River by one, 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. Again, earlier tonight, Gibbon was shut down by the Wood River Lady Eagles, 46-21. We'll talk more about that at the half. Another score from tonight, 71-63, Crete downs the Northwest Girls in overtime. Central Conference Tournament. Foul called here on Nate Baugh for a hand check, his first. And Gibbon will enter the ball from their baseline. To do so, lobs it into Reinertsen against the double team. Goes up and scores. Ball is inbounds. It's 10-9, and Reinertsen has 8 of the 10 points for Gibbon. Ball kicked in the backcourt. Bossert now checks out. Chris Loy comes back in. And head coach Dave Baugh talking to his youngster Bossert about where he wants him on the floor in certain situations. Nate Baugh brings it in. Again, Wood River just one senior on the team. Gibbon only has two, but these juniors have played a lot. And a travel call to the Eagles. Sixth turnover here in the first quarter for Wood River. Gibbon has two, and you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web. PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter, and Gibbon holding on to a one-point lead, 10-9 over the Eagles. Both teams putting in backcourt pressure, and an offensive foul going to be called here on Gibbon. The ball was just a little off on the pass. Schuster grabbed it, and he was right on top of Loy, so he kind of leaned into him, and they call the offensive foul on Schuster, his first and the team's third. Schuster will check out. Here comes Gareth Stroh into the ball game. Solid 6'1 sophomore for Coach Paul Reinertsen. Inbounds pass comes to Baugh, and he is trapped right at midcourt. Has to again throw it off the leg of a given player to save the possession. That's not where they want to inbound the ball. That is the death zone when you throw it a foot away from midcourt. So they'll try it again, and this time right in the middle of the floor to Renaud. Back out to Nate Baugh. Off his foot, grabs it back, needs some help. That back cut is there, but nobody takes it. And Gibbon getting their hand on every pass right now. Wood River still has it. Rojas forces the jumper off the glass from 10. He got it. Tough shot. Rojas now with 6. And Wood River back on top, 11-10. Gibbon in the front court. Get it to Milks. Milks gets by 1 off the glass from 8. No good. Stroh able to grab the offensive rebound. Tightrope the baseline. Get it into Reinertsen, and Reinertsen is fouled on the shot. Riley will go to the line and shoot 2. Great job there by the sophomore, Garrett Stroh, to get in there and get that offensive board. Reinertsen hit a couple of free throws earlier in the quarter. The foul is on Chris Loy, his first. And the first of two here by Riley Reinertsen on the way, and it is good. Reinertsen has 9 of the 11, but he should have a couple more assists. Gibbon has missed golden opportunities on a couple of nice passes when he is getting doubled on. Second free throw is good. So Reinertsen 4 of 4 at the line. He's got 10 points here in the first quarter. 12-11, given by 1. Minute 30 to go here. Wood River gets it across the timeline, and a reach-in foul on Jared Dorzinski, who just checked into the ball game. And for Dorzinski, obviously his first. Schuster in, Milks out. So you've got Stroh, Schuster, Dorzinski, Reinertsen, and Benfelt. The 5 on the floor defensively right now for Gibbon. For Wood River, Martinez, Rojas, and then you've got Loy, Mayfield, and Renaud. Mayfield top of the circle, guarded by Dorzinski. Kicks it back out to Matt Renaud. He'll swing it right side to Rojas. Immediately a hand in his face. A.B. a lot of ball fakes. Tries to find Renaud. Backside pass got to him, and Matt turns and scores. Renaud in traffic does a great job to secure the basketball and get a one-point lead for Wood River. And up the floor, a carry called on Gibbon, trying to beat the Eagles' defense back. Third turnover for the Buffaloes, and Wood River will get the ball. A minute to go here in the first quarter, 13-12 Eagles. Dump it in the backcourt to Martinez. And right there is Reinertsen, tries to force him into the trap. Martinez, too smart, gets rid of the basketball. Loy over to Rojas, three-pointer in and out, all the way down, didn't come out. Ball's tapped back out to Matt Renault. Second chance here, Martinez. Rojas, another three, that one's good. A.B. Rojas with 9 points for Wood River. So Reinertsen and Rojas getting it done here, and a travel, or no, not a travel on Gibbon. They stepped over the end line to inbound the pass. Benfield started to throw it in and changed his mind, and his foot stepped on the baseline. So Wood River now with a four-point lead at 16-12, and they've got the ball underneath their own hoop with 34 seconds to go in quarter number one. Everybody at the free throw line. Break, hit the cutter, and a foul. Renault never could get the ball because one of the Buffaloes grabbed his arm, cutting to the hoop. Going to be on Gareth Stroh, his first. And that's quite a few fouls we've had called here in the first quarter, five on each team. And here's Ryan Newyear back into the middle for Gibbon. They're trying to make sure that A.B. Rojas doesn't get the inbounds pass. Fossard all the way into the backcourt. Martinez will run it down. And up the floor he'll come. They wanted to travel, was the yell in the background. Down to the low block, Renault, and his pass into the paint, stolen away. Steal is made there by Reinertsen. Baseball pass to the other end, and it's too far, and Gibbon gives it right back. So the Buffalo is starting to turn it over here the last 2 minutes, and that's why they're stuck on 12. And Riley doesn't want to look at the bench, but he does, and he gets some advice from coach and father. 12 seconds to go. First quarter, 16-12 Wood River. It's been a solid first 8 minutes, even though some turnovers both ways. Rojas, right-hand corner, drives the baseline, dishes it off to Bossert, who is fouled by Reinertsen, trying to block it from behind. That was a beautiful drive and dish by Rojas. And Bossert would have had the easy layup had he not been hacked from behind. That'll be the first foul on Reinertsen. And Dan Bossert looks for his first points of the evening. First free throw now for Bossert. On the way, and it's a round and out. No good. Now there's 2.4 on the clock. And Gibbon has done some magic from long range in the past. So if Bossert scores, Wood River's got to get a hand up. Or Gibbon's going to get a good shot, even if it's a half quarter. Bossert got it. 2.4. They get it in. Well, it's going to be a 70-footer, and Rojas knocks it away. So Gibbon didn't get a good heave there, but we are at the end of the first quarter of play, and your score, the Wood River Eagles 17, the Gibbon Buffaloes 12 on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Here, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you as we get the second quarter underway. And Wood River will have the ball, and they lead it by five. That's their largest lead, 17-12. They scored the last 6 points of the quarter. Rotated in the right-hand corner to Martinez against this zone. On the high post, they'll find Dylan Mayfield. Back to the baseline. Rojas drives, runner from eight, won't fall. And we've got a foul over the back called on Dan Bossert, it looks like here. That'll be the second on Dan. and the sixth team foul. At this rate, we're going to have a lot of free throws. That's the 12th foul of the game, six each way. Bosser checks out, Chris Loy in. In the first quarter, Wood River 7 turnovers and Gibbon 5. Rebounds, 7 for Wood River, 3 for Gibbon. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4, Wood River, Gibbon 0 of 3. Riley Reinertsen has 10 of the 12 for Gibbon. A.B. Rojas has 9 for Wood River. Gibbon ball, Reinertsen fakes the 3 right-hand corner, dishes it underneath, wide open, Milkson. Ryan lays it up and in. Reinertsen, just as he started to take the 3, saw that Milks was open, and so he fired it underneath to him, and it's 17-14, and now the pressure forces a Wood River turnover in the backcourt. This is what they live on. They need to force those turnovers, and it comes back over to the Buffaloes. Coming up at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you the first half stats, recap the girls' game, talk with Wood River coach Darren Parlin after their 46-21 win tonight. Left-hand corner, they get Ben Felt into the left-hand corner to Reinertsen. His 3 rattles in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Damian Martinez. Martinez hustles it up the floor. Left-hand corner, they go to Matt Renaud. Renaud, bounce pass, knocked away. Gareth Stroh with the steal, up ahead, and the layup is good for Reinertsen. 12 points for Riley, the lead back to 1. 17-16 as the Gibbon crowd gets into it on our side of the floor. Renaud into the corner. Rojas, quick 3. Got it. Big 3 for A.B. Rojas. His 3rd 3 of the ball game. And that keeps the lead with the hometown Eagles, 2016. Gibbon quickly gets up the floor. Schuster, ball between the circles. Hands it off for an NBA 3. Reinertsen all the way down and out. But Stroh got the offensive rebound. He can't make it. And the ball is going to be saved in by Dylan Mayfield. Boy. Gareth Stroh has been in the right place at the right time a couple of times, and Reinertsen, everything but nailing that 3. It was all the way below the cylinder and somehow spit back out. With it is Renaud, right at wing, gets it to the elbow to Mayfield. Back out top, Martinez leaves it off for Rojas. Another 3, and A.B. can't get that one to go. And in grabbing the loose ball will be Riley Reinertsen, his 1st 4 to the ball game. Riley, stutter dribble, little crossover, working on Chris Loy. Gets the screen, wants the pick and roll, gets it into the paint, kicks it back out for a 3-pointer. That is good by Ryan Milks. Good ball movement by the Buffaloes, and it's a 1-point Wood River lead. 20-19, 5.5 to go, first half. Up top with it is Mayfield. Almost clocked somebody with a loose elbow there. Gets it over to Martinez, lob it to the right-hand corner. There's Rojas, double-team. They follow him all the way out with the dribble to midcourt, trying to get through the maze of purple and blue. Into the corner, Renaud, back to Rojas. A wide open underneath is Loy. They can't find him. Timeout being called here by Wood River, but a jump ball before the timeout. The officials weren't quite sure what to call, and a jump ball. Everybody wanted a walk. Then they wanted a timeout. And the arrow points the way of Gibbons, so it ends up being a turnover, the 10th of the game for Wood River, but yet they lead it 20-19. They've hit enough shots and hit enough from the outside with 3 threes from Rojas. 5 minutes to go, first half, 20-19, Wood River, but Gibbons got the ball, a chance to regain the lead, posting up Reinertsen. Instead, they go up top, Stroh for 3. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Nate Baugh, who just checked back into the ball game. Baugh right on the hip there of Riley Reinertsen, and now Stroh comes around from behind, steals it, and goes in for the layup. Gareth Stroh with the bucket, and it's now 21-20. Back-to-back buckets here by Gibbons. So both coaches have sons playing. Dave with his freshman son, Nate, and Paul with his 3rd son, junior, Riley. Wood River down for the first time here in the second quarter. Up top, Martinez. Left-hand dribble, weak side of the bounce pass into the corner to Loy. Bossert on the foul with, or on the bench with 2 fouls as the ball goes out of bounds off Wood River. Wood River, again, how many times have we said they've tried to bounce it off the leg of one of the players? And they may overturn this here. Nope, it's Gibbon ball. Nobody's ready. Wood River's trying to check some people in. They hand the ball to the Gibbon player, and now the whistle's calling. We'll get a little quietness here. Get everything settled down. Wood River arguing that the referees either is or isn't part of the court, but if it did not hit the Gibbon player when they tried to bounce it off their leg and it hit the ref who's out of bounds, then the right call was made. Gibbon with the ball, up 21-20. Wood River needs to get a stop here. Milks, and there's the walk. Yeah, Wood River fans, we're on top of that one, too. Gibbon with their first turnover here of the second quarter. So just the last minute, you've had either a late whistle or a couple calls that could have went either way, so that gets the fans involved a little bit more, and you've got a tight ball game here. Rivalry game, Wood River would love to pull an upset, and now Reinertsen steals it away, goes in for the layup, and scores. It about spun out. 14 for Reinertsen, and Wood River now has to find a way to quit turning the ball over. That is 6 here in the quarter, and we still have 3:45 to go. High post, they'll get it to Mayfield. Left-hand dribble, works the left side of the lane into the double team, back out top to Renault. On the wing to Rojas. Rojas, guarded there by Milk, swings it to the right side, Martinez, bounce pass to Lloyd. Good ball movement within the bounce pass, goes right through Renault's hands, and yet another Wood River turnover. Checking in is Tanner Gideon for the Eagles. This will be his first appearance for another freshman, and a timeout called here by Gibbon with 3:27. I think both coaches went to call timeout. Now they say, no, you got it. No, you got it. So with 3:27 to go here in the first half, it's Gibbon 23, Wood River 20. Timeout Buffaloes. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year, getting ready for next week's Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments. Tonight, it is Gibbon at Wood River. Wood River won the girls' game 46-21. Gibbon has been giving a battle here in the boys' game as well, but they have now scored 7 in a row to go up 23-20, which is actually their biggest lead of the game. Schuster dribbling it out around the 28-foot mark, gives it to Reinertsen, and he'll hit his first 3 of the game, and he's got 17 here in the first half. 26-20, a 10-0 run now. And Wood River travels again, boy. Since Rojas hit that 3, and that's been the only points of the second quarter, Wood River hasn't hardly even got a shot off. That is 8 turnovers in the quarter, 15 in the game compared to 1 in the quarter and 6 of the game for Gibbon, and they have the ball. Dakota Kenton's back in. Up top, Garrett Stroh looked at the 3, didn't take it. Swings it over to Benfelt. Reinertsen on the post. This time on the low block, left side. He'll take the jumper. It's off the arm, no good. Rebound, Kenton back up in, and a foul. Will they count the bucket? Looks like they say no. Foul's going to be on A.B. Rojas. And it should be a 1-1. Oh, no, they're going to call the foul on Gibbon. Not on Rojas. It's the other 4, Brett Benfeld. And that would put the teams in the 1-1. I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a 1-1 situation here, and I'm pretty sure nobody has an idea who was fouled. They just know that there was a foul. So let's get this sorted out, 1-1. It's 26-20 Gibbon. They lead here at Wood River. Well, they're not going to give them the free throws, but the board says it's a 1-1. I've got a 1-1. Should have been a 1-1. Wood River with a basketball. Damian Martinez with it. He's trapped in the double team, and now a foul called. And Coach Paul Reinertsen now starting to get a little irritated on the given bench. The foul's on Riley Reinertsen for the reach-in. That's his 2nd. And this has to be a 1-1. What are they doing? The last one should have been a 1-1. Now that's the 8th foul. And finally they get it right. So even the announcer now has to. That's me. Get rid of the agitation. And so here we go, Damian Martinez to shoot the 1-1. His first free throw of the ball game. On the way, no good. And the rebound brought down by Brett Benfeld. Off to Stroh. Wood River hustles back on defense. And Gibbon will get their offense going here. Reinertsen stays in. He's got two fouls, has to be careful. And now at the other end, the pushing foul on the low block will send Brett Benfell to the line to shoot the one and one. The foul is on Tanner Gideon. And checking back in, Ryan Milks, and Reinertsen will check out here. 2:22 to go in the first half. A six-point lead here for Gibbon, and Gibbon has scored 10 in a row, and they're trying to add to it right here. Benfell, first free throw of the ball game. Reinertsen has 17 of the 26, by the way. Spins out, no good. Dan Bossert, who also has two fouls, gets his third rebound. So Wood River, after having such a good first quarter, has not had a good second quarter here. Rojas, again, throws it off the leg of a Gibbon defender, out of bounds to save the possession. And that allows Dylan Mayfield to come back in. So Gibbon has extended that pressure, got a little more intense as this second quarter is going along. And Wood River has not been as clean getting the ball into the passing lanes. Bossert dumped the ball into Matt Renaud, back out to Bossert, swing it over to A.B. Rojas. Down to the corner to Martinez. Skip pass to Bossert. Good quick ball movement. That's how they're going to get shots. Bossert, 4-3, in and out, off the glass again. It doesn't go. Each team's had a couple of those. And the rebound brought down by Ryan Milks. So nothing going right now for the Wood River Eagles, hanging tough against the Gibbon Buffaloes, 11-3 on the season. Stroh on the right wing to Schuster. 1:45 to go before the half, 26-20 Gibbon. Coming up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime before. Now let's see how Gibbon runs their offense with Riley Reinertsen on the bench. Pretty much everything either goes to Reinertsen or through Reinertsen. And now as they post up Benfell to reach in foul on A.B. Rojas. So Benfell goes back to the free throw line. He just missed the front end of the one and one. Rojas with his first foul. And the free throw on the way and good. Benfelt knocks it down. That's 11 in a row by Gibbon, 27-20. And 31 left here in the half. Second free throw now for Benfelt. On the way, and it is good. So that's 4 points for Brett Benfelt. Checking back in, Dorzinski, or New Year checks in. And coming out will be Dakota Kenton. Gives Gibbon a chance to set up their defense. 28-20, Gibbon leads it, and another turnover for Wood River. 2-on-1 there with Bossert and Martinez. The only man between them was Benfelt, and they tried to throw from one sideline to the other and chucked it over his head 10 feet. That is turnover number 9 in this quarter for Wood River. Gibbon, theoretically, could hold the last shot here. They're up 8. They know how to move the ball. Reinertsen's on the bench with a couple of fouls. But also with an 8-point cushion, you can probably afford to make a mistake if that happens. Otherwise, see if you can get that bucket. 1 minute to go. Stroh, as they run their weave, that's what they're doing. Run and weave, see if somebody can get loose down low. But they are very content to see that clock continue to run. And now a foul away from the basketball on Dan Bossert trying to run off the screen. And that's his third. And they were waiting to check in for him, but there was never a stop in play. And so, a free throw situation for Luke Schuster, and Chris Loy comes in. Schuster looking for his first point of the ball game. And the front end of the one-on-one is flat, no good. Rebound, Matt Renaud. Coming up, halftime, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Loy with a great athletic play to save the ball. We'll talk with Wood River girls coach Darren Parlin about the win. There's Martinez drive, bounce pass under to Mayfield. And the uncontested layup is good. Just the second bucket of the quarter, and it snaps a 12-0 run. Now they go for the steal, and it's popped out of bounds by Loy. 28-22 given. But a 12-0 run to make it 28-20 turns this game around before halftime. And Gibbon to throw it in now would most definitely play for the last shot. But pressure in the backcourt. Schuster with the dribble. And a foul in the backcourt going to be called here as Schuster makes a jumping, leaping pass. And the foul is going to be called on Chris Loy. And that is the 10th team foul, so that backcourt foul allows Schuster to shoot 2 free throws. Just missed the front end of the 1-1. Let's see what he does here. It's on the way. It is no good. And checking back in, Tanner Gideon. Luke doesn't really have a free throw shooting motion. But he sure knows how to carry the football, doesn't he, folks? Second free throw now. Coming up for Luke. And as we're rolling around. No. And the rebound brought down by Dylan Mayfield. 18 seconds to go in the half. Martinez over to Renaud. Matt well out on the right side. 13 seconds. Has to dribble so somebody can come open. Swings it on the high post. Mayfield drives off balance. Runner is good for Dylan. We're down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Garrett Stroh gets a shot from half court. And banked it in! That couldn't have been out of his hands with more than 0.2 seconds yet left. I said it at the end of the first quarter. They didn't get a good shot. At the end of the second quarter, Gareth Stroh steals the momentum back because Wood River had just made back-to-back buckets to cut it to 4. And Stroh, the lefty, banks in the half quarter to take us to halftime. The Gibbon Buffaloes, 31, and the Wood River Eagles, 24. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to Wood River. We want to thank the many fine sponsors that always allow us to follow the high school athletes throughout the area. We're at halftime and time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At halftime, after Garrett Stroh banks in a half quarter at the buzzer, it's Gibbon 31 and Wood River 24. We'll take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. And earlier tonight, in girls' action at the Central Conference Tournament, Crete upsets Grand Island Northwest in overtime, 71-63. Northwest was rated number one in one of the polls, and I know everybody wanted to see Northwest play the Seward-Holdridge winner, which is going on right now, but Crete says not so fast, and the Lady Cardinals make the finals. Here, wasn't quite as exciting in the girls' game. Wood River will take it, though, 46-21 over Gibbon, and Coach Darren Parlin joins us here at half. And Coach, not the kind of game I was expecting. You guys really just shut Gibbon down. You guys kind of played your ball game, and you just made sure that Gibbon didn't get anything going offensively.
Yeah, we really talked a lot about intensity, coming out with intensity, maintaining intensity, because that hasn't been a strong point for us. And the girls did a very good job of that tonight.
I think I noticed, too, maybe one of the things that for Gibbon, if you press them, they just don't have a lot of height. That gave them some problems tonight. But if you play them man-to-man, they can shoot the three. The Baker girls can shoot the three. If you decide to drop back and play zone, that makes it a lot easier for them. And you just never really – they had to work so hard just to even get a look at a shot tonight.
Yeah, we were – to be honest, we were afraid to play them zone because they did have some girls that could shoot. So we went with a diamond press, and then the girls did a very good job of finding girls to match up with man-to-man in the half court. So all credit goes to our kids. They did a good job with that.
Well, earlier this week, Kelly Bossert does something that no one else in Wood River history has done. She's the best. She's number one. She's awesome. She's the all-time leading scorer, and she had a very solid game and got you off to a good start. 8 points in the first quarter, ends up with 18.7 points.
She did. Kelly's so solid. You know, we kind of joke with her. There's times that she even passes up shots that she probably should take, but she is such a good kid, doesn't want to look like she's trying to do too much. Always, you know, commends the girls. And honestly, she feels a little bit sometimes humbled or even embarrassed by a little bit of this attention, but that's just the type of kid she is. She's a great
kid.
Get her
up here. We'll talk.
Yeah, I'm sure there's no chance of that.
Well, she looks like she's having fun out there. And the girls, of course, anybody, when they're winning, they look like they're having fun out there. But in and I've talked, we had Kathy Mettenbrink talking to her Tuesday when we saw them in St. Paul. And she's the dean of the coaches here in the conference.
Yeah, she is.
And so she's seen more of these conference tournaments than anybody else. You've had way better seasons and been playing as a 6 or a 7 seed. And
absolutely.
You run into a 4 seed in this conference tournament, and it's not going to be an easy one, but you get a home game with Adams Central, and you just played them and beat them in overtime a week ago. Tell me a little bit about that game and looking forward to Tuesday night.
Well, first of all, anyone this year, really with the exception of Kearney Catholic, anyone can beat anyone. And, I mean, I know a lot of times people say that, but you look at the results, and that bears it out. That's happened. Adams Central, you know, our game with them last week was really a tremendous game to watch. Not as much fun to coach on the heart anyway, but we fell behind by about 13, I think, early in the third quarter. Came back, got it to 6 going into the fourth quarter. Hit a 3 at the buzzer after they had broke a tie with 10 seconds left and hit a 3. We hit a 3 at the buzzer to send it in overtime and end up tied up again with about 15 seconds left. So it's going to be a dogfight. It was back and forth. They've got a nice team.
What is it that they do well?
Well, they can pressure the ball. I mean, they're pretty aggressive, but they've also got some girls. The Fowler girl's a very good ball handler. The Queen girl is a good ball handler and pretty good defensively. And they've got, I can't think of her name right now, it's number 33. She could step out and just shoot the heck out of the ball. I mean, she kind of lit us up. So they're pretty versatile.
Without putting too much pressure on you and the girls, isn't Tuesday a pretty big game for you guys because it could determine a lot? I mean, I look at your sub-district, and I know St. Cecilia's on the other side, but that sub-district's pretty wide open, and outside of Minden left on your schedule, you guys are capable of winning a lot of games.
Yes, we are. We are. You know, it is, but we can't approach it by what's going to happen if we win this thing. We just got to approach it as come out and let's try to take care of business, and then whatever occurs with the points or that. I'm not smart enough to try to figure all that out, because right when I think I have it figured out, Team A beats Team D out of the panhandle, and it switches Team F, so I don't know.
Well, that is the beauty of computers. Hey, nonetheless, Darren, congratulations on the win, and you guys get to host the tournament. I know you guys will be playing 2 more games. You want to play 3 games.
You darn right. So we'll play all week.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot for everything you do, Doug.
Thanks, buddy. Darren Marlin, head coach of the Lady Eagles. They win it tonight, 46-21. 31-24, Gibbon leads the boys' game at the half. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a quick look at the first half stats for Wood River. Nate Baugh has hit a 3-point bucket. He has 1 rebound. A.B. Rojas leads the way with 12 points, 2 rebounds. Damian Martinez, a rebound. Dylan Mayfield, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Matt Renault, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Dan Bossert has 1.3 rebounds. 17 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second at the half. 24 points for the Eagles, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 3 of 7 from 3-point land, but 16 turnovers against the zone trap. Foul situation, Bossert with 3, Loy with 2. For Gibbon, Ryan Milks, 5 points and a rebound. Riley Reinertsen, a game-high 17 points and a rebound. Brett Benfeld, 4 points and a rebound. Gareth Stroh with that half-quarter at the buzzer, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Dakota Kenton and Ryan Newyear, one rebound apiece. 12 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second, 31.7 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, and just 6 turnovers for Gibbon. Reinertsen, the only player with 2 fouls for the Buffaloes, and they lead it at the half, 31-24. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Mayfield drives, off-balance runner is good for Dillon. We're down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Garrett Stroh gets a shot from half court and banked it in! And that brings us to 31-24 in favor of the Gibbon Buffaloes as Stroh with the exciting half-quarter to finish the first half. It's 31-24 in favor of the Gibbon Buffaloes, but Wood River will get the ball to start the third quarter. And can they play a quarter like they did in the first, where they were up 17-12, but they scored back-to-back buckets in the last 45 seconds of the quarter, and then A.B. Rojas takes a three to start things off here. Off the inbounds pass, it is no good. Rebound comes down to Brett Benfeld. Haven't been a lot of rebounds in the game so far for Gibbon. And now at the other end, the ball stolen away. Dillon Mayfield reaches in, knocks it away. And out of bounds, but it will be their ball, given just their second turnover since the first quarter. But again, Wood River scored 2 buckets late. I mean, they had just 1 three-pointer from A.B. Rojas through the first 7 minutes of the second quarter, but then they scored back-to-back buckets, cut it to 4, only to see Stroh hit that half-quarter at the buzzer and take it to 7. Trying to fire it underneath, Chris Loy got it, but he stepped out of bounds. The pass was a little wide, and Wood River turns it over. That's going to be, yes, Wood River has to shoot the ball well, but 16 turnovers or anything close to that in the second half, and they have no chance to win this game. So Gibbon playing great defense and getting 17 of the first half from Riley Reinertsen to lead it by 7. Across the timeline they come, and Reinertsen gets the pass back out of the right wing. He'll dribble up top, give it off there to Brett Benfeld, trying to get it back to Reinertsen on the post, and they just keep hacking him. They just keep reaching in to knock the ball away and slapping him on the arm. And the foul is going to be on Loy, and he has 3. So Loy and Bossert, each with 3, and neither team with an overly deep bench. Inbounds pass there as Reinertsen again shoved in the back. He's saying, come on, refs, help me out a little bit. Riley just usually doesn't get agitated, but he feels he's being shoved every time he gets the basketball. 33-24, the largest lead of the game is now 9. Skip pass, Martinez gets it underneath. Loy lays it up, and a foul called. Martinez, beautiful drive down the middle of the lane, but they could not finish. And the foul called on Luke Schuster is 2nd. And Loy is at the foul line. They say, no, there's not going to be any free throws. They say the foul was Loy on Schuster fouling Martinez. Bossert in, and Loy out. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass on the low block. They get it inside to Renaud. Nice one-hander off the glass. Matt had good position on the inbound and is able to finish, and it's 33-26. 7-point lead here for Gibbon after getting the last 2 buckets of the game. First to end the first half, second to get the second one, and there's a nice layup by Dakota Kent. Not a beautiful bounce pass assist from Riley Reinertsen. Again, we talk about it. Reinertsen can score you the points, but when they're all paying attention, he can get it to somebody else, and Kent with his first bucket. On the high post with it is Dillon Mayfield. Mayfield gets it back up top to Renaud. Swing it over on the right side. Martinez up top, Rojas. They're really trying to make sure he doesn't get any more shots, and he turns it over. Fast break the other way. Up ahead to Reinertsen. It goes off somebody's leg and kicks back out top to Kenton. Still giving ball to Reinertsen. Thought about the 3. Now drives in, gets some separation. 10-footer, no good. Ball is loose. Kenton had the offensive rebound for a minute. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow will point the way up Gibbon. Dakota Kenton and Brett Benfeld keeping that ball alive. 6:03 to go, third quarter, 35-26 Gibbon. Wood River was up by 5 at the end of the first quarter, but has been pretty quiet since. Gibbon to throw it in on their baseline. Dump it into the corner. Somehow milks to Schuster. Schuster was wide open down the baseline. He just gave a little fake, and Wood River basically bear hugged him for the foul. Martinez says, "You're not going to lay this up. You may have burnt me, but I'm going to get you on the foul." So to throw it in again is Ryan Milks. Takes it out on the wing to Schuster. Up top they'll go to Benfelt. Swing it left side back to Milks. Looking to post up, but nothing there for Kenton. So they kick it back out for a 19-footer. No good, Reinertsen. Rebound yanked down by Matt Renault. Baseball pass to the other end, and Wood River turns it over. Overshooting A.B. Rojas, who I'm not sure he even knew where that was coming from. So that continues to be kind of the same old song and dance here for Wood River. If they could get some shots, they can score. But, boy, they're just not getting very many shots because they keep turning the basketball over. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Another three, Reinertsen. That one is going to come up short. Rebound yanked down by Benfeld, and he's going to be fouled probably before the putback attempt. And the foul is going to be called on Dylan Mayfield, his second. And it will be Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop yet again. On the wing, off the inbound, they get it to Reinertsen. The ball comes up way short, but it falls into the hands of Ryan Milks. At first, Gibbon was claiming that there should have been a foul. Instead, the referee saying that it was partially blocked. Nonetheless, Milks grabs it, scores, and he's got 7. Here's another score for you tonight. The Minden Lady Whippets are upset by Gothenburg. Gothenburg 76-74. What a game in overtime in the Southwest Conference Tournament. Earlier tonight, Crete beat Northwest in overtime. And SEM dumps Amherst tonight, 36-32. What's going on? A weird, weird night for some of the area teams. And another Wood River turnover as the pass was so high. Renault grabbed it with one hand and was off balance when he came back down. Gibbon slowly starting to put this one away, putting some distance between themselves and Wood River, up by 11. 37-26, and they have the ball. Front court with the drive, another foul call. Wood River may need a timeout here. Just absolutely nothing going on. They've got 2 points in the quarter, 4 turnovers, 4 fouls. That's the 4th foul on Chris Loy. Coach Baugh has 4 timeouts if he wants them. And it will be given ball again on the baseline. Try to lob it down to Reinertsen, and they overshoot him. Turnover Gibbon, just their 8th of the ball game. And here comes Martinez. Across the timeline. Pass back door. Baugh's in. He'll go in for the layup and missed it. Man, oh man, when it's not going your way, it's not going your way. And Dakota Kenton got the rebound. Trying to get it across the timeline is Schuster, and Martinez, too much body on him. He'll be called for the foul. 3rd on Damian. 5th foul here, and we're not even midway through the third quarter. Gibbon's game plan and their type of play is wearing the Eagles down. This young Eagle team who came out with a lot of adrenaline early, but is losing it right now as Reinertsen gets it down to the low block, and Benfelt, the turnaround jumper up and in, and he's got 6. 39-26, given up by 13. It was 28-24 before that half quarter went in, and now here's Renault, leader of the lane, no good. Ball is tipped out to Milks. Milks has it taken out of his hand with some contact by Martinez. Now Rojas for the 3. It's no good. Renault grabs the rebound. He'll force it back up. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds and belongs to Gibbon. So since that 28-24 score, the half quarter included, it's been an 11-2 run. Here comes Stroh back into the ball game, and Jared Dorzinski staying out there. Schuster and Benfelt and Reinertsen. Riley with 19 points, 17 of those in the first half. Garrett Stroh across the timeline, gives it off to Benfelt, dribbles to the right side, hands it off there to Luke Schuster. Schuster just play a little catch out here now. Trying to get Reinertsen at ball, but Jared Stroh drives, and he will be fouled before he can shot away. 6 fouls in the quarter on Wood River. This one on Martinez would be his 4th. So he has 4. Loy has 4. Bossert has 3. And Gideon will come in for Martinez. The St. Cecilia girls, a winner tonight over Columbus Scotus, 45-34, to advance to the Centennial Conference Championship on Saturday against either Lincoln Christian or Lincoln Lutheran. Here's Benfeld on the low post. He'll drive. He'll score. 41-26, a 15-point lead here for Gibbon. And Wood River trying to find a way to keep things going here. Nate Vaughn across the timeline. Bounce pass to the baseline. Gideon runs out of room. Makes a nice pass to the other corner to Rojas. 7-footer off the glass is no good. And a foul called on Gibbon. It's going to go on Jared Dorzinski, his 2nd. And it was just a little bit after the shot, but Rojas will get 2 free throws. He had 9 in the first quarter, only 1 three-pointer since then. But since the first quarter, only 9 points total by Wood River. 12 and a half minutes, nearly 13, as the free throw is up and in for Rojas, and he's got 13 points. 41-27. This game isn't over, but Wood River has got to find a 2nd win. 2nd free throw now for Rojas. It's good. And that'll make it 41-28. Buffaloes nearly lost the ball to inbound. Now they're running with it down to Dorzinski, and the ball blocked out of bounds by Renault, but a foul called. It could be on one of a couple Eagles here. And it's going to be on Matt Renault, his 1st. 7 fouls in 5 minutes here in the 3rd quarter. Called on the Wood River Eagles. And at the line is Jared Dorzinski to shoot 2. And the first one is on the way. No good. 2nd free throw coming up. But again, some upsets tonight, and that upset lost by Minden, that is going to be huge in the wild card point. 2nd free throw, Dorzinski got it. His 1st point of the ball game, and it's 42-28. 3 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Gibbon leading Wood River. Nate Baugh trying to avoid the zone trap. Throws over the top of Reinertsen, and they're into the front court now to Gideon. Gideon to the left-hand corner, steps through the double team, needs some help, lost the ball, but it goes out of bounds off of Schuster. Again, earlier tonight, here it was Wood River over Gibbon, 46-21. Crete beat the Northwest girls in overtime, 71-63. Gothenburg upsets Minden in overtime, 76-74. Here, the inbounds pass nearly stolen away by Riley Reinertsen, but it is saved by Wood River. Gideon with the ball fake, gets the defender to fly by. Tanner shot no good, and then Tanner trying to get the rebound and a foul. Wood River has got to quit fouling. That is 8 of them already in this quarter, and we are in the 1-1. And one thing you don't want Gibbon to do is shoot free throws. Most of them are pretty good in the starting 5 especially. And at the line will be Brett Benfeld. 8 points, 4 boards for Brett. Again, Gibbon boys do play again tomorrow night against Fillmore Central. Fillmore Central only has 3 wins, so Gibbon should get another one tomorrow night, but it's on the road. Kind of a sandwich game as the free throw's no good, but the rebound is tapped out and grabbed by Riley Reinertsen. He decides to take it right back in. Left-handed scoop shot is good. 21, blackjack for Riley Reinertsen. 44-28, they're ready to put the pressure on. Stroh steals, ended a foul on Matt Renault. They got tripped up, and you had to call Renault for the foul. Turnover number 21 of the game for Wood River. Now the officials discussing if they both had the same call. Coach Dave Baugh wanted an explanation on that. But nonetheless, Gareth Stroh at the line to shoot a 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. 6 points for Gareth. Coach Dave Baugh saying, look at the board. You've called us for 9 fouls in 5.5 minutes, and you've only called Gibbon for 2. Problem is, that's about right. 2nd free throw is up, and it is in for Gareth Stroh. 46-28, the lead now 18 for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Steadily pulling away. Pass goes through Renault's hands, and then another foul on Matt because he turned to go grab it, and Gareth Stroh was right there. If it wasn't for bad luck right now, Wood River wouldn't have any luck at all. 3rd foul on Renault. And amazingly, that is the 10th team foul. I'm sure I've seen it before, but I don't ever remember more than once seeing a team get into the double bonus in either the first or the third quarter, and it's happened here. Gareth Stroh to shoot two. First one good. Checking in now will be Jaime Rojas for the first time, and Jake Skeen. Coach Bosch is going to give some of his kids a breather here before the fourth quarter rolls around. He's going to try and give everybody a chance right now because it's just not working for the Eagles. Second free throw, Stroh, in and out, and back in again. So four in a row there for Garrett. 48-28, Gibbon. This was a seven-point lead. In fact, it was a four-point game with 1 second to go in the first half. A half-quarter changed that, and it's been a battle since then. Napalm with it up top. Fires it down low. Bossert can't handle it. That's starting to become a factor. Just in the last 2 minutes, the ball has went right through a Wood River player's hand probably four times. Happened to poor Matt Renault twice, and he got fouled both, or he committed a foul right on the back end of both of them. This time, Wood River saves it. Into the corner to Baugh. Quick three. In and out. No good. Rebound is tipped out, and Reinertsen will grab it. Third board for Riley. Fast break the other end, and a travel going to be called on Gibbon. On the outlet pass to Brett Benfeld. And the Wood River fans applaud that they got a call with 1:42 to go here in the third quarter. Bossert to the backcourt. Gives it off to Nate Baugh. Back over to Bossert. Into the front court to Baugh. Bounce pass to Rojas. That's Jaime that's in there now. Tries to avoid the double team and can't travel to the basketball. Seventh turnover of the quarter for Wood River. Not much flow anymore with all these whistles. Fouls, turnovers. And Gibbon has the ball back. Tough one here tonight because Wood River had won their last two. They beat Central City. They beat Ord in overtime. Now neither one of those is powerhouse teams this year, but they had won four their last six. They beat Broken Bow. They beat Fillmore Central. So they had been winning a little bit, and they came in with a great first quarter. But since then, the wheels have fallen off. Driving in, Milks lost the handle out of bounds. Fifth turnover of the quarter for the Buffaloes, and 11th in the ball game. 1:15 to go here, third quarter, 48-28 Gibbon. And for Wood River, they have scored just one field goal in this quarter, plus a pair of free throws. Jaime Rojas out between the circles, trying to get it back over to Baugh. It's stolen away. Reinertsen to the other end has an uncontested layup. And that's 23 in the game for Riley. And the route, I guess you could say, is officially on. As the youngsters for Wood River, we talked about it earlier, they're just kind of running out of gas. A.B. Rojas drives in and is going to be fouled. A.B. will go to the line and shoot two. Foul called on Ryan Milks. Coming in now for Gibbon will be Braden Snell, a 5'7 freshman. And also back in, Ryan Newyear. It will be Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Baugh looking, has to chuck it all the way out to midcourt to Dylan Mayfield. Mayfield with a left-hand dribble. Jump pass over to A.B. Rojas. Well outside, just about out of bounds. And again, has to save the ball by throwing. I mean, I've never seen as many times a team throw it off the leg or a hip to save it. And, I mean, Wood River's been very good at it. They get trapped. They just throw it off of a body part of a given player to inbound the ball again. Tanner Gideon to throw it in. Wide throw out to Rojas on the high post. They'll get it to Mayfield. Swing over to the right-hand corner. There's Gideon trapped again. And, again, they throw it off a leg. But they just keep getting back. They almost bend over backwards to try and save that possession. 26 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Gideon to throw it in. Throws it into the short corner to Rojas. Tries to get it back to Gideon. It's tipped and stolen away. Gareth Stroh taking it right at Baugh. Lays it up and scores. Baugh tried to draw the charge, but there was no real contact. Gideon into the front court to A.B. Rojas. Rojas drives the baseline. Runs out of real estate. Loses the handle. And now Gibbon gives it right back. So we've got 7 seconds to go here. In the third quarter, here's Corbin Hines checking in. And Wood River gets the ball at midcourt. Checking in Andrew Denman. We'll probably see a lot of the backups in this ball game down the stretch as it got away here in the third quarter. 21-4. They have outscored Wood River. Gibbon with the lead. Now will Wood River get a shot away here at the end of the quarter? No, they won't. Step out of bounds on the baseline, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. A dominant third quarter by Gibbon. 52-28 over Wood River. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River. I want to thank Athletic Director Jerry Dunn, the folks here, for their hospitality. It's 52-28 as we go to the fourth quarter. Gibbon outscoring Wood River 21-4 to blow this one open here in the third. Wood River will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, and we'll update a few of the stats here for you in just a moment. But let's get back to the action. Big first half for Riley Reinerson, and he has a game-high 23 points right now. Six in the quarter, 11 in the game for Garrett Stroh. With it is A.B. Rojas, draws the double team, tries to get it to Bossert, drops the ball, picked back up there by Chris Loy. Over to Bossert, well out on the right side of the key, high post to Renaud, draws the double team, back out to Bossert. Skip pass over to Rojas. Long NBA three. That is no good. 3 of 11 from downtown for Wood River. Rebound brought down by Schuster. Out ahead to Reinerson, and he'll be fouled. Riley Reinerson knew there was some pressure coming, so he made sure that he drew the contact. He was more worried about that than finishing, but he usually is able to finish. The foul is called on, I believe, Matt Renaud. That's his fourth. And the free throw is up and in by Reinerson. So Martinez, Loy, and Renaud have four. Bossert has three for Wood River. Nobody with more than two for Gibbon. Second free throw up and in. Riley Reinerson now with 25 points in the ball game. As a team, they are 13 of 19 from the free throw line. Three at the other end in the corner by Rojas. Comes up just short. Rebound brought down by Dakota Kenton. Kenton baseball pass up. There's Reinerson again. Takes it in and draws another foul. And Riley went between two defenders and goes right back to the line. And the foul is going to be on Chris Loy, I believe, and that's it for Chris. He will foul out of the ball game here with 7:10 remaining in the contest. 14 points for A.B. Rojas leads the way for Wood River tonight. They've had five players score. Six players have scored for Gibbon. And we told you Reinerson and Stroh were in double figures. Other scores from tonight, a couple of shockers out there. Gothenburg beats the Minden girls in overtime, 76-74 in the Southwest Conference Tournament. In the Central Conference Tournament, Crete upsets the Grand Island Northwest girls in overtime, 71-63. St. Cecilia beats SCOTUS, 45-34 in the Centennial girls semifinal tonight. And the free throw by Reinerson is good. Second free throw, Riley. Is good. He is 8 for 8 at the line tonight, and it's 56-28 in favor of Gibbon as we just play out the fourth quarter here to get better as this game is well decided. Rojas, baseline drive, will not go. Hit the short side rim. Martinez will grab the rebound. Turnaround jumper back up and in. I can't believe I heard a Gibbon fan just yell 3 seconds. As the rebound brought down, Rojas back out top to Bossert. Back over to A.B., trying to get the pass into the paint, and it's going to be deflected away by Dakota Kenton. As always, I want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. As Bossert's pass tip, scrum for the ball. It's saved there by Kenton. Then it's picked up by Reinertsen. Outlet pass to Schuster. His layup no good. And the ball is deflected out of bounds to the Wood River Eagles. Wood River into the front court. Martinez, right elbow, tries to force it down low to Jake Skeen. It is stolen away and a foul to go along with it as three players hit the deck. That's the second turnover of the quarter here for Wood River. Gideon checks back in, and that looks like that's it for Martinez. He becomes the second player to foul out. He had a couple of rebounds in the ball game tonight. 6:20 remains. A foul fest here in the second half for Wood River. They had, 12 fouls called on them in the third quarter. So Gibbon will be 12-3 when they go to Fillmore Central tomorrow night. Wood River will be 6-12 when they begin the conference tournament next week. And we should update you on that. Didn't really go over that at halftime. We'll give you the boys' bracket here in just a minute. Right now, though, Gareth Stroh to shoot two free throws. The first one up, and it is in. 12 points now for the sophomore off the bench. And a second free throw now by Stroh. And the lefty hits it. He's 6 of 6 at the line with 13 points. And all 6 points to start this fourth quarter for Gibbon have been from the charity stripe, 58-28. For Wood River, they have a home game Monday night against Ord. Wood River, the number 7 seed. They beat Ord in overtime here on Tuesday. They'll have the rematch on Monday at 7. And for Gibbon, Tuesday they travel to Donovan Trumbull, by far the toughest Tuesday night matchup. That game is at 7. Donovan Trumbull came back to beat Gibbon in overtime earlier this month at Donovan. So a rematch tonight. Foul here is called on Luke Schuster, his third. That's only the fourth of the half. And we finally got a timeout here, it looks like, on the floor. With 6:03 to go in the basketball game, it is 58-28 in favor of Gibbon. This timeout is brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And we'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And we are back here at Wood River, where it will be Eagle ball underneath their own hoop. Out of the timeout, Bossert to throw it in. Has to go to the opposite wing to Nate Baugh. Back up top to Gideon. Gideon drives, dishes it to the baseline. Bossert from 12, off the rim, no good. Ball is secured by Renault underneath the hoop. In traffic, no. The second time, no. And it's grabbed by Ryan Milks. So it's just been a disastrous second half offensively for Wood River, and you feel for them. I mean, this team had 17 points at the end of one quarter, 11 since. Here's a three-pointer by Dakota Kenton, no good. Reinertsen the rebound, feeds it to Milks, and he'll make the layup. Nice job again by Gibbon. They're now up 60-28. Saving the ball, working hard out there. Wood River is too. It's just they're going against a couple older kids. And now Tanner Gideon finally slices his way down the right wing, puts it up and in for the first points of the fourth quarter here for Wood River, 60-30. And then Gibbon turns it over, trying to hustle the ball up the floor. And Dakota Kenton is going to check out of the ball game. And Ryan Newyear is going to check into the ball game. Ball will be Wood River's at midcourt. Toss it into Nate Baugh. Baugh trying to avoid the trap, but gets right into it. Has to take it off the leg again of Ryan Milks. And they'll throw it in one more time. And another timeout now has been called here by Wood River. 5:02 to go in the ball game. 60-30 Gibbon. We'll be right back.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates. This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Playing out the stretch here, Wood River gets it down to Bossert. There's a good spin move over Brett Benfeld, and Dan Bossert gets his first field goal of the game. 60-32 Gibbon. Blowing open this one of the second half. It was 31-24 at the half. On the right wing, Benfeld, nice pass underneath, catch and shoot all in one motion, Riley Reinhardson, and he's got 6 in the quarter and a game-high 29 points tonight. 17 of those were in the first half when this game was definitely still in doubt. In case you just joined us, Gibbon hit a half quarter at the halftime buzzer to take it from 4-7, and they have not looked back. Baugh tries to kick it out to Gideon. The ball is stolen away by Dorzynski, and then he tries to lead his teammate to the other end and throws it away. 30 turnovers on Wood River, 14 on Gibbon, according to my count. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show when we finish this up. Final stats, we'll chat with Coach Paul Reinhardson, Tanner Gideon. Third on Jared, fifth team foul. Try and get you some other girls' scores here. Alma beating Bertrand tonight, 40-36 in the RPAC tournament. As the free throw by Gideon is up and good. Tanner with 3 points here in the fourth quarter. Checking in, Braden Snell and Jared Dorzynski. Ryan Newyear, excuse me, had the foul last time. I have flip-flopped them a couple of times tonight, and I apologize. Second free throw, Gideon. That's off the front of the rim, no good, and Newyear will get the rebound. To the other end come the Buffaloes, trying to find some offense from the rest of their teammates right now. Milks with it up top, gives it off on the right wing, driving in Benfeld, scoop shot good. Brett now into double figures. He's got 10 points. 64-33 Gibbon. 3.5 to go in the ball game. As Wood River will bring it across the timeline, Reinhardson, his day is done with those 29 points tonight. As Baugh makes a nice pass to the cutting Bossert down the middle of the lane. Dan lays it over the front of the rim and scores. 64-35. Snell with the inbounds. He'll give it right back into the hands of Brett Benfeld, leaving him in there to try and go over a few things. And now Coach Reinhardson calls timeout to discuss some things with his backup. So timeout on the floor by Gibbon. 3:07 left in the contest. 64-35 Gibbon here at Wood River with the lead. We'll be back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
There was a battle of number one girls' teams tonight. C1 top-ranked Pierce, C2 top-ranked Crofton, both undefeated, and Crofton beat Pierce tonight 44-35. Fullerton beats Centura 48-35. Giltner edges Bruning Davenport Schickley 46-44 in the Crossroads Conference Tournament. Lexington nips Adams Central 37-36 tonight. Right now it is 64-35 here in our boys' game. Gibbon dominating Wood River. Garrett Stroll, the low post, turnaround jumper no good. Offensive rebound back up by New Year, and he will draw the foul. New Year has been hitting the boards here tonight. And that will be his fifth of the ball game. Foul called on Dan Bossert, his fourth. And the first of the two free throws is no good for Ryan, trying to get into the scorebook. In for Wood River is going to be Jacob Fines, a freshman. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Ryan Newyear gets his first point of the ball game. Lead back to 30, 65-35. As the pass stolen away, Dorzynski with the steal this time. Goes to the other end, but can't finish it off with the layup. It rolls off the rim. Offensive rebound pulled down there by Snell underneath to Stroh. Stroh couldn't finish. The ball deflected out of bounds by Wood River. Andrew Denman will check in now. Loup City girls beat Twin Loup tonight, 42-29. Sandy Creek gets by Sutton in overtime, 45-38. It must have been the night for overtime. Inbounds pass Dorzynski, four-footer left wing. It's no good. Rebound brought down. Jake Skeen, I believe, got out of there with it. Into the front court to Fines. Fines into the double team. Out to Jaime Rojas, to Gideon for the three, and it's good. Tanner Gideon with 6 points here in the fourth quarter off the bench for the Eagles. 65-38. As the reserves are in with 2:10 to go, Stroh down the middle of the floor, leaves it off Dorzynski, pulls up from 13. It bounces off the rim twice, no good. Stroh with the rebound, and then it's going to be stripped away from him to the other end. Trying to get the shot up is Jake Skeen, but he'll be called for the charge. Skeen made the steal, and he wanted to get the bucket to go along with it. But a good job of taking the charge at the other end. I think that was Fines that took it. 2:01 to go. Coming in now for Gibbon is Victor Rodriguez and Jacob Paulson. So they're both in. Also in is going to be Corbin Hines. Hines, with the, he took the charge. Had the wrong kid there. Hines, Snell, Paulson, Rodriguez, and also, who am I missing? New Year, three-pointer in the corner, up and in for Braden Snell. So Snell gets into the scorebook, 68-38, 1:35 to go. With the basketball, Wood River into the right-hand corner. It's Skeen, high post to Denman, back up top to Fines. He'll get it to Gideon in the left-hand corner. They continue to move the ball. Fines is 5-1. The little freshman handles the ball and can move around, but he is the shortest guy on the floor as Gideon forces the shot up. It is no good. Picking up the loose ball will be Snell. And into the front court, he comes here for Gibbon. Over for a three-pointer. Paulson, it is off the mark. It is no good. Jaime Rojas will grab the loose ball. 1 minute to go in our game. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. A dominant second half by Gibbon. They take a seven-point halftime lead and now lead it by 30. Gideon for three at the other end. It's off the front of the iron. No good. And on the rebound, we've got it over the back. Foul called. That will be the sixth foul on Gibbon, the first on Rodriguez, so we don't have to shoot any free throws. Now checking in, Cody Ronfeld and Tom Costello checking into the ball game. He is suited up tonight. As we're down to 49 seconds left, Wood River will toss it into Fines, trying to get Rojas set up here, but he's well covered. Now they get it to him, and Jaime, the three, is up and no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Rodriguez. Down to 36 seconds as the ball is deflected out of bounds. Everyone trying to find another way to score here tonight. Again, we'll have all the scores and more on the Misco Sports postgame show coming up, so stay with us here. As into the front court come the Buffaloes. That's Costello knocked out of his hands. See if we can give you some boys' scores that have finished up from tonight. Amherst all over SEM, 66-26. Donovan Trumbull beat Ord, 58-31. Elwood beat Eustis Farms, 66-49. St. Cecilia beats Lincoln Lutheran, 57-54 in a consolation game tonight. Still dribbling the ball around is Corbin Hines over the left wing. Here's Costello for the three. It is no good. Fighting for the rebound. It'll be grabbed there by Jake Skeen. And a foul will be called with 15 seconds to go, so we'll walk to the other end. And Jake will get a chance to shoot the one-and-one and get in the scorebook. Those are the only boys' scores of note, at least from the area tonight. And at the line here, Skeen. And the junior puts it up and in. Jake will get a second free throw. 68-39. Gibbon should have time for one more possession. Second free throw up. That one is too strong, and Rodriguez will grab the rebound. And a foul called. Again, tomorrow night, a marquee matchup. It's a boys-only varsity game as Class B, top-ranked McCook, takes on undefeated Kearney Catholic tomorrow night at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Victor Rodriguez to shoot two free throws. And the first one is no good. 13 seconds remain here. And the second free throw. Rodriguez takes a little more time, and that one's good. So Victor gets a point in the book tonight. 69-39, 12 seconds as Fines brings it up the floor, gets it to Rojas. He's double-teamed, tries to step through there, and a foul going to be called on Gibbon. Chance for some free throws here for Jaime Rojas. He'll get a chance to get in the scorebook. Again, it's a one-and-one with 5 seconds to go. So we'll have a split tonight. Wood River girls, Gibbon boys. Rojas no good on the free throw. Rebound is grabbed there by Cody Ronfelt. And they will just hold it and let time expire. And this ball game is over. So Wood River will get ready to head into the conference tournament at 6-12. While the Gibbon Buffaloes improved to 12-3 on the season when they head to Fillmore Central tomorrow. 69-39, Gibbon wins it. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back, everyone, to Wood River High School. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the Wood River Eagles. They had a total of 7 players score. Nate Poff hit 1 3-point bucket tonight for his total. He had 1 rebound. Jaime Rojas had a rebound. A.B. Rojas led the way tonight with 14 points and 3 rebounds, but with only 15 total points, well, let's face it, 17 in the first quarter and 22 the rest of the way. He had 9 of those in the first quarter tonight. Damian Martinez had 2 rebounds. Tanner Gideon, 6 points, all in the fourth quarter. Jake Skeen, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Dylan Mayfield, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Matt Renault, 6 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. And Dan Bossert, 5 points and 3 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, and 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Wood River, 3 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, that was a killer tonight for the Eagles. 16 in the first half and 15 in the second half. Wood River had 24 points at halftime. They were held to 15 in the second half. Finished with 39 points, 22 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from three-point land, 31 turnovers. Wood River has their two-game winning streak snapped, and they are now 6-12 on the season. Up next, they will host Ord Monday night in a play-in game in the Blue Platte Conference Tournament. They beat Ord here on Tuesday night in overtime. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Gibbon right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers I had for Gibbon, and we'll chat with head coach Paul Reinertsen. They were able to get a total of eight different players with some free throws at the end of the ball game there into the scorebook. It was Riley Reinertsen that led the way tonight, got off to a great start with 10 of his team's 12 points in the first quarter. He ends up with 29 points, 3 rebounds. Ryan Milks, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Brett Benfelt, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Gareth Stroh, he was 6 of 6 at the line, had the half quarter at the halftime buzzer, 13 points, 3 rebounds. Braden Snell hit a three-pointer. He had 2 rebounds. Luke Schuster, a rebound. Cody Rohnfeld, a rebound. Dakota Kenton, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Jared Dorzynski, 1 point in the ball game. Ryan Newyear, 1.5 rebounds. And Victor Rodriguez, 1 point and 2 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first half, 23 in the second half, 6 of 10 at the free throw line in the first half, 13 of 17 in the second half, 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half, and 1 of 6 in the second half, turnovers, 6 in the first half, and 9 in the second half of play. 31 points at halftime, 38 in the second half. Gibbon finishes with 69 points, 30 rebounds, 19 out of 27 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from three-point land, and 15 turnovers as Gibbon improves to 12-3 with a 69-39 win. They play at Fillmore Central tomorrow and then play at Donovan Trumbull on Tuesday in the opening round of the conference tournament. Coach Paul Reinertsen joins us. Coach, you guys have had a lot of games where you have played like this. Maybe the finishing total isn't always 30, but you've found a way to play them tight. It seemed to me that Wood River had a lot of adrenaline and a lot of youth, and that youth just kind of wore down as this game goes on. You came out and showed your experience in the second half.
Yeah, we started out kind of a little sluggish, a little flat-footed, and I thought Wood River played inspired basketball to start with, and I think they put up 16 or 17 points in the first quarter, and so we're a little disappointed in our effort and just not being active with our feet and hands, but our guys responded. I thought they would. This group has been through the wars, so to speak, and I was happy with how they kind of turned it off probably second quarter on.
It looked like the intensity picked up. Was there anything else that you changed? Did you tweak anything?
Nothing as far as X's and O's. Just kind of challenged them a little bit. You know, if you want to be a good team, you got to come to play every night. And I think they, being somewhat of a veteran team, kind of took it upon themselves to just kind of get the intensity level up a little bit.
You guys hit your free throws tonight too, especially Gareth and Riley.
Yeah, you know, I think we have a really good free throw shooting team. We've had a couple games. We've shot about 85% as a team. In fact, we've had a couple games, I think, take that back. We've had a couple games we've been perfect on the line. Now, not perfect. That we've shot 30 or 40 free throws, but those games were 10 for 10 or 12 for 12. So I think we've got a good free throw shooting team. And tonight, you know, we knocked a lot of free throws down.
Well, everybody wants to know the answer to this, so I'll ask you, and let's see what you say. What is it about your zone trap that is giving everybody so much problems?
Well, we're pretty smart players. I've got an intelligent bunch, and I think you you know, probably to be honest, we have a opposing figure at the top of it, and he's got some long limbs, and I think people sometimes almost underestimate, but his wingspan is about of a guy about 6'6", and we've put that to good use. Then the other thing I think that he's pretty good at is he anticipates pretty good about where that ball's going to go, and then our wings are very active players. We've got some, you know, we're not the biggest team after that, but we're pretty quick, and our guys anticipate, and so I think it probably starts at the top, but everybody does their job really well. The other one I want to mention, last year we had Luke Schuster playing a wing, and we moved Luke to the baseline, and he's probably a prototype guy for a baseline on this defense that we're playing, and so he's really excelled. And probably the last, I think, probably four or five games, he's averaged almost five steals a game. And so he's great on the closeouts. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of taken on a life of its own almost a little bit. I think it kind of not that it intimidates, but I think it's kind of, it's on people's minds when they play us, and I think that probably has worked to our advantage.
Talking for another minute here with Paul Reinertsen, given coach, tomorrow night, everybody's going and maybe doesn't realize that in the last couple of years you can add a couple of games. The state allowed that. Fillmore Central is one of the newer teams on your schedule, but you got to find a place to put these guys, and you got to get ready for conference. You got a non-conference game tomorrow night, and it's on the road. Your thoughts on tomorrow?
Well, it's our third game this week, and all of them have been on the road. So, you know, we're asking our players a lot to get ready to play three games and traveling every night, and two of them are going to be on school nights. And so we're asking them to be a student also. So we're testing them, but, you know, you get down to the end of the season and you play a lot of games in a short period of time, whether it be districts, and if you're fortunate enough to get to state, you're going to play a lot of games in a short period. So you got to be able to come ready to play each night. So I think in the long term, it's probably good for us. And so, you know, and it's a non-conference game, as you say, so it's not a team you're super familiar with, but hopefully we'll get on the road tomorrow night and get off to a good start and take care of business.
Well, then the road shouldn't be any problem on Tuesday when you turn around and you go right back to Donovan Trumbull. That was an exciting game. I flipped the coin the wrong way that night. I'll be honest with that. But it came down to a 1-point overtime game. What did Donovan do? What did you not do that you've got to do better on Tuesday to advance on to the semifinals?
Well, I think probably each team can think of one or two possessions that either went their way, probably in Donovan's case, and then one or two possessions that maybe, you know, we had a breakdown, and we just got to shore up a couple of things. We made a couple mistakes in late in the fourth. We also made a couple mistakes in the fourth or in the overtime that kind of cost us. So, but it was a great game. Both teams did a lot of good things, and probably the team that comes out and executes obviously is gonna come out on top. So, but it should be a heck of a LUPLAC conference game.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you right back here next, Thursday for the boys,
Thursday.
I guess it is. So, Coach, good luck tomorrow and Tuesday, and thanks for the time tonight.
Thanks for covering, Doug. Appreciate it.
Paul Reinertsen, head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, and they win it tonight 69-39 in the girls' game, 46-21 in favor of Wood River. 18 points, 7 rebounds, Kelly Bossert, 10 points for Alexis Burkhart to lead the way for Wood River. And again, there were a couple of astonishing upsets tonight in girls basketball. Gothenburg 76, Minden 74 in overtime in the Southwest semifinals. Crete 71, Grand Island Northwest 63 in overtime. SEM, they knock off Amherst right before the FKC tournament by a score of 36-32. Hastings St. Cecilia girls a winner tonight over Columbus Scotus 45-34, and they advance on to the championship of the Centennial Conference coming up on Saturday in Lincoln. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's now keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Again, tomorrow night, a great one, as we bring you undefeated Kearney Catholic and Class B number one McCook, boys only from Cope Gymnasium. Tip-off is set for 6:30. Saturday, the Kearney Bearcats doubleheader at Norfolk starts at 6 on ESPN 1460. And